In Reno, a new facility has opened to house the pets of those seeking emergency shelter from domestic violence. Reno Public Radio's Bree Zender reports. And just a heads up, there are some descriptions of violence coming up.
When Nicole was escaping a physically abusive relationship, leaving behind her dog was not an option. Not only would she miss her dog deeply, she knew her abuser may also hurt the dog.
One evening, my ex came in and he ended up pulling a knife on me. And my dog's bark and growl that she let out was literally what kind of snapped him back too. And he eventually left. But I think that had my dog not let out that bark, that I may not still be here today.
Nicole isn't her real name, and we're concealing her voice because revealing her identity may put her in danger. Right now, Nicole's dog is staying at a friend's apartment while she is living at the Domestic Violence Resource Center's emergency shelter in Reno. This week, the DVRC is opening a facility called Noah's to accommodate up to 36 animals near the emergency shelter. This gives survivors of domestic violence immediate access to their animals. Noah's founder, Stacey Alonzo, says she was inspired because of experiences she had while interacting with survivors while serving as a board member of a women's shelter in Las Vegas.
There was a 19-year-old woman who had the courage to come, and she had a garbage bag and she had a cat carrier. And she, when she learned that she couldn't bring her cat into the facility, she was going back.
Alonzo says it was common for survivors to return to a dangerous situation because they didn't want to leave their pets behind. A national survey from the Center for Women and Families says more than 70% of women seeking safety who have animals report pet abuse in their home as well. Alonzo modeled this facility after the one she opened in Las Vegas in 2007. At the time, it was the first of its kind in the nation, and it's still uncommon. Denise Yoxheimer directs the DVRC.
So what we want to do as a domestic violence resource center is to remove as many hurdles and obstacles to leaving as possible.
She and Alonzo have been developing this program for the past 3.5 years.
We know that children are an obstacle and a hurdle to leaving in some cases. We know that pets are. We know that financial insecurity is. All of those things work together to create doubt in the minds of survivors who are trying to consider fleeing a dangerous situation.
Yoxheimer says the interaction with animals is also an important part of the recovering process for a lot of survivors.
For all the reasons that we love and take comfort from our pets at home, the individuals that we serve who are going through this kind of trauma also appreciate the healing power of pets.
The new facility includes an exam room for pet care, a feline sunroom, several kennels, a dog bathing station, and a small yard for dogs to get some space. But for Nicole, the survivor we heard from earlier, this is about much more than convenience.
Many times women or people that have suffered through these types of situations end up living without the same support systems because the abuser separates us. And so your pet becomes so much more important in your life. And having to surrender or not have the support of that pet can be really detrimental.
She says having her dog nearby is bringing a missing piece of her life back. Bree Zender, Reno Public Radio News.